If you walk past the Lever House at Park Avenue and 54th, especially at night, you will be confronted with a strange sight. The whole lobby is bathed in fluorescent light. It rather looks like a morgue, the reason being that there are 30 dead sheep, one dead shark, two sides of beef, 300 sausages, a chair, a dead dove, medicine cabinets, lots of wires and ducts. Haven't been so many ducts since the movie Brazil. All the dead animals are in formaldehyde. It looks like a morgue. This is, of course, a work by your favorite artist, Damien Hirst, called School: Anthology of Lost Dreams. Now, Damien Hirst is a beloved target of art critics and general right-wing moral guardians. He's considered decadent. He's considered sensationalist. He's considered a careerist. His piece, even before it opened, was called a stunt in the New York Times. In that sense, he reminds one of Jeff Koons a bit, although Koons is a lot cuter in terms of his works, and perhaps of the filmmaker Peter Greenaway, who is similarly formalist and cold. I found the thing very striking, especially, as I say, at night. Passers-by were utterly bemused, horrified, or scornful. I think it's kind of interesting. It's kind of creepy. But I'm willing, as I usually am, with artists whom others consider to be trying to provoke the bourgeoisie for personal careerist reasons, I personally am sympathetic to it and interested in it. Early this past month, I was at a concert at Avery Fisher Hall, and I was listening to Lauren Mazel conduct, and I thought of Damien Hirst and his installation at the Lever House. Now, you may wonder why, and the answer is that although Mazel is attacked by his detractors as eccentric and willful and mannered and so forth, although everybody concedes his technical brilliance that he gets from the orchestra, but the primary adjective perhaps to describe him is cold. Maybe even creepy, but cold for sure. And in that sense, this cold clinical quality reminded me a little bit of Damien Hirst. It was particularly evident in the opening piece on the concert, which was Mendelssohn's Overture to a Midsummer Night's Dream. Now, this is the most charming, magical music composed when Mendelssohn was 17, I think it was, years old, or 15, God knows which, and just sparkling with fairy magic and charm and sort of sweet rusticity. And Mazel's performance with the New York Philharmonic sounded like a hummer attacking this defenseless little creature. It wasn't helped by the somewhat brutal acoustics of Avery Fisher Hall, which can be controlled, but Mazel did not choose to control them. Nonetheless, for me, it was an offensive performance. I didn't find the Hirst thing offensive. I found it kind of icily amusing. But this wasn't amusing at all. This was just a hammering of what should be, and usually is, gorgeous magic. Right after the overture came a young German violinist named Vivian Hagner, who played the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. Now, a young German violinist, Julia Fischer, has gotten a lot of ink, and rightly so. She's very good. But I must say, Vivian Hagner, for me, was the best young female German violinist that I've heard in a long time. She really played beautifully. But more to the point, she humanized Mazel. In other words, suddenly the conducting became sympathetic, modest, deferential to her lead, warm. It was a really interesting switch. Now, I don't have any idea what Damien Hirst's personal life is, but maybe he needs a woman in his life like Vivian Hagner. I don't mean a domestic partner. I mean someone who could humanize him, a kind of female muse. But then again, maybe that's pure sexism. What I do know is that Vivian Hagner humanized a cold Lauren Mazel who needed to be humanized, whereas Damien Hirst was just out there as a cold clinical artist and pretty strangely exciting as such. This is John Rockwell for Rockwell Matters.